Good evening. It is Thursday, December 4th, 2025, and it is now 6:32 p.m. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Planning and Land Use Commission of the Town of Castle Valley. And this meeting will be a hybrid meeting held electronically by Zoom and also in person at the Anchorside Town Building. I'd like to have Jocelyn, if you would, call roll. Or Baleen, do you have access to all of it? You want to call roll?
I can do it.
Jocelyn will do it.
Yeah.
Wow. I can do it.
That's better.
So here in the town building, on the clock, we have Brian Anderson, George Honer. On the phone is Marie Hawkins. And also here in the building for the public is Sherry Clark. And then on Zoom, we have Colleen Thompson, Baleen Roth, and I think we have, Egmont back, Egmont Honer too. I believe that's everybody.
Thank you, and thank you all for being here. I'd like to move to agenda item number one, adoption of the agenda.
I move that we adopt the agenda.
Motion Dorje, is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Second Marie. Let's take a vote. Dorje.
Aye.
Marie.
Aye.
Brian, aye. The agenda has been adopted as written. Agenda item number two, open public comment. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak to the plug tonight? Hearing none, seeing none online, we'll move to agenda item number three, approval of the minutes.
So I do have a quick question. If you're going to abstain since you are not here, we do not have a quorum for passing this. Also, upon further inspection, I just noticed that there is still the unapproved watermark on the rear of it.
Does what? Say that again?
The rear of the signed minutes with the approved on it also has the watermark for unapproved underneath.
Okay.
So
well, we can change that before you sign it, and we could just do that when I get back.
Okay.
We could postpone the minutes until next month.
So yeah, we're going to need to do that because we do not have a quorum.
So we're tabling.
So we will table the approval of the minutes till next month.
Okay. I move that table the approval of the minutes for November 6, 2025 regular Buck meeting to the next Planning and Land Use Commission meeting.
Motion to table, Dorje. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you. Second.
Right. Do I have a question? Dorje, did you say the reason behind that was that you were the one who were going to abstain because you weren't here?
No.
Did I hear that correctly?
No, it was Ryan who was abstaining since he was not here for particular meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to get that for the minute.
Yep. No worries.
Take a vote. Dorje?
Aye.
Marie? Brian,
aye.
Thank you. The approval of the minutes has been postponed or tabled till our next meeting. We're down to agenda item number four. Is there any correspondence that we've received? Baleen?
I have none.
Jocelyn?
I have none.
Thank you. Colleen? Building permit agent report.
Coming right up. Can you hear me?
Yep.
We can hear you.
In November, there were four permits. One was a certificate of occupancy on lot 227 for Danny Prickett. Yay. There was an electrical permit on 386 Homestead just for electrical meter main, which I understand is temporary while they do construction. There was a septic permit on lot 335 for Alexandria Truby, and a certificate of land use compliance for three sheds on lot 302. There was also one that somehow didn't make it on the October report, which was an electrical solar permit for Bruce Johnson on lot 27. In process, the timer's running on Danny Prickett's decommissioning contract on his old single wide, and he was planning to decommission the kitchen and eventually move that trailer offsite when he finds a home for it. And that's all.
Any questions for Colleen? Hearing none. Thank you, Colleen. Hope you feel better.
I will.
Under procedural matters, I'd like to bring this up to board members' attention. We'll make sure that we get the other board members in on it. I'll contact them. The Water Advisory Committee is in process of developing the membership of that committee. And within the bylaws regarding that committee composition, it states that we should have a member of the PLUC on it. That is one of the options that we've been considering and talking about. There are, however, five very knowledgeable water people, and the committee, in my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, you would, Jocelyn, is composed of five people?
Five.
Mm-hmm. So, we were talking earlier today as the possibility of three possible options. The first one is to follow the bylaws and have one of us as PLUC members take on the responsibility of attending the Water Advisory Committee meetings and being a part of that committee. The second option that would be a possibility is to move to change the bylaws to allow the PLUC to designate a person, an experienced person with water issues, who would then report back to the PLUC about what happens on that committee. A third possibility that might work would be to have John Brew be the chair of that committee, which he has said he would do, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And then have him be a non-voting chair, in which case the five other people who do have experience could be the committee members. That too would require a bylaw change. So just bringing it up, put it out there to think about. And again, I'll make sure that we talk about it with, or that I talk about it with our other club members so that we can make a decision regarding whether or not one of us will take on the responsibility or whether we move to ask the town and move for a bylaw change for to consider the other two options. Any questions? Any discussion?
I just kind of for the record, I mean, if we do have five knowledgeable people who are like willing to be on the committee, I think it's kind of wise to optimize to have those people on the committee rather than filling a slot with someone who's not as knowledgeable. So it may be a better transference of information. That's kind of one thought on it, but yeah, that's just a note to make.
Thank you, Dorje. Marie, would you like to weigh in?
I'm inclined to number two as well.
Thank you, Marie. So with that, We move on to new business. Discussion and possible action regarding a recommendation to the town council for approval of non-permanent conditional use permits and business license renewals for 2026.
Where is that? You guys have that list?
I looked over it earlier.
Would you like to speak to it, Dorsey?
I move we approve it as presented. I don't think I saw any issues. So.
Motion to approve. Dorsey?
I second.
Second, Marie. Let's take a vote. Dorsey?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian, aye. That motion has been approved for recommendation to the town council for approval of non-permanent conditional use permits and building business license renewals for 2026. Thank you for your work on that, Colleen, if you're still here.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, Colleen, I think we really need to thank Colleen a lot for rounding up all these people and getting this done.
Yes, thank you, Colleen. Excellently presented.
Well, thank you. It's always fun doing that over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So many people are doing other stuff.
Really appreciate all your work. Thank you. Unfinished business. Draft amendments to the 2019 general plan.
I guess that's my mistake. Well, not really, because we are amending the last general plan, but it was dated 2020.
Yeah.
And once revised, it will be the 2026 general plan. We could change the wording on that if...
That might be beneficial because, I mean, all we're really going over this evening is just kind of divvying up, looking over, and taking into account the sections of the quantitative stuff. I'm not exactly sure how we should divvy up the comment sections. That may be a little harder to do. We could do it by the same sections, actually. So... for divvying it up, give us one moment, please. Buzz even if it gets. So I just kind of divvied it up by section and got it as close as possible. It looks like there would be two sections that would have 17 questions to check over, one that would have 18, one that would have 14, and one that would have 9. Some of these are combined sections, but that's about as even as you can get without splitting sections.
So do we want to divide this up with affinity grouping in that some of us may have a particular area of either expertise or something that we're interested in the research of?
Sure, yeah. That works for me. Kind of definitive sections are, A is kind of household, B is water. A and B would be combined into one. C is agriculture and livestock. D is... I think it's enforcement of town ordinances, and E is, I think more services or something like that. No, D is kind of ordinances and other related things like that. So C, D, and E would all be combined. Sorry, I didn't get the section names earlier.
Okay.
Appreciate
you doing this.
F is about town government, email lists, things like that. Budget.
Actually, the town email list and stuff is E. F is just the fire department.
I'm reading says that the like F3 is are you on the town email list? And then F4 is the town has several part-time employees.
I don't think those are F. I know all the E's. I inputted
fire prevention.
Am I looking at the wrong one?
Maybe.
I'm just looking down deep.
Yeah. This is the one that I read over earlier. You have this.
I don't know.
I'm looking at the results, the quantitative results. They may have been mislabeled there.
Yeah.
And they may be the quantitative results from last survey, the previous survey.
These were the ones that were just sent out.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm not sure how that got mixed up.
Yeah.
G is fire in this. So, well, that's how I divvy D's up. So.
Okay. So, Marie, do you have any particular affinity for any of those sections?
And what am I supposed to do with them?
Well, we go over the survey results, and then we also go over the comments to each of those sections, and we look at the changes that might be made to the general plan, or if there are no changes, we just update the general plan with only what needs to be updated.
So the way I was planning on approaching this is, for my section, I would just kind of go over it. Anything of note in the, percentages, the quantitative results, I would take note of. I'm planning on reading through everything in the section, but yeah, pretty much anything of note, anything that would, and push us towards changes to the general plan. I think those are the critical things to focus on. There might be something in there that kind of comes up in that
and
that you may want to think a little harder on.
Jocelyn?
And also the previous plan, read over that and see what's changed. In fact, you could use the previous plan summary to kind of format the changes of this.
That's a good
plan.
Point. Yeah. So reference back to the old one for specifically what changes would occur due to
the response. Trends or whatever. Yeah.
Did that answer your question, Marie?
No. I read through the quantitative things, and from what I could tell just by skimming it and looking at the percentages in that, I think that 90% of it's going to be the same.
I think so, too. I mean, this is all kind of from a quick glance. The thing that we're trying to avoid is having to read out every response and the percentages and everything like that in a meeting. We're trying to kind of isolate it down to the stuff that's important for this or is pertinent to this situation. We should look over all of it, but just kind of identifying it so that we can have a meeting where we can just go over the specifics that we want to change for the upcoming plan.
It doesn't take that long to go over each one and just say, it looks like people wanted blah, blah, blah. People wanted blah, blah, blah. The only thing I'm thinking about is if anybody that doesn't come to the meeting that wants to really know, they can listen to it on the tape.
Yeah, and I mean, all of this is going to be published, so they really want to dig into it. We just don't want to spend hours in the meeting just like saying, oh, this is the percentage for this number on A2 or whatever. And just
I don't think we need to go into that much, that kind of weeds, no.
I think
you can just say that, you know, what the majority was, maybe what a majority was last time. There's something if you want to make a change, but it, like I said, most of it's going to be the same.
Yeah, that's a good point, Marie.
It's just kind of a summary, and then all the stats are at the end of the plan, the actual numbers. And I think you print all the comments, too, in the plan at the back as an addendum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Jocelyn, that brings up a point, too, that I'd like to go to Colleen with. Colleen, having had the experience of reading into your computer and getting the comments that way all listed, what's the possibility of doing something like that again?
I'm sorry, what was your question? The comments are already digitized.
Right.
So I what was your question again? I'm sorry.
Well, I haven't seen them, so.
I emailed them to everybody last week before.
Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I was still not back.
I would like to point one thing out because I can't find out on here where I can raise my hand. When you're looking at the percentages on the results that OB sent, those percentages appear to be just the percentage of that, of the people who answered that specific question.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and I wrote back to Obi and said it might be helpful to get another percentage in addition, which is a percentage of people who answered a certain way of all the return surveys. Because if only three people answer a question, there were some that very few people answered because they had no interest or whatever. But if 100% of the people choose one answer for that question, it looks like 100%. Which looks impressive, but overall it's not very significant. So I just want people to be aware of that.
So you're saying take the percentage out of the 205 total surveys that we got, or out of the population of the valley?
Well, I don't know. I just want to point out that the percentages on your results right there are just the percentage of, say, answer A for the people who answered that question, but a lot of people didn't answer a lot of questions. So that if you're just looking at percentages without understanding that, it can be a little misleading overall.
Yeah, it would show a skewed result.
Well, I think that people who didn't answer really don't care.
Exactly. So, and a non-answer is...
Well, obviously, that the whole thing about the survey is to find out what people care about. So it makes more sense to have the percentage of the people that bothered to answer that cared.
I don't think that's what I was trying to say.
I think more what she's getting at, and I'll give an example here, is this is on the quantitative results, so not the original survey. B4C, question marking, if not commercially delivered, what is the primary source of your water? This is not one that essentially goes to policy, but it gives a good example because there were a total of 17 people who responded to it. And if you just glance through this and see that, 35% of people got their water from Moab, that's out of the 17% who responded, which is that 35% ended up being about 3% of the respondents.
Right.
Exactly my point. I just want you guys to be aware of that when you're looking at these percentages. That you don't think.
Well, you could almost have two tables then right next to each other. The percentage of respondents and the percentage of total surveys.
Percentage of total respondents.
You could, it would break it down. You could see every line. I like that idea.
Right. I did write to Obi and asked him if we could get that number also. I could probably do it myself, but I haven't heard back from him, so I don't know. I just wanted you guys to be aware of how the percentages we got were arrived at.
Thank you, Colleen. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
And thank you, Maria, for bringing that up as well. So with that in mind, where are we on this?
There's essentially two ways to do it. We can either divvy it up by sections and really focus on a section each, try and get all the details out of it that we can, or we can just each individually go through all of it, which might be a little daunting depending on how much time it takes. But that's the other option.
Marie?
I don't care either way. I mean, I'll take whatever's left over. You know, if you don't want to do something, if there's something that takes a lot of time, I'll do it.
Are there any sections that you are keen or would have an affinity to, Marie?
Not really.
So, George, there's 8F, and you divided it into three.
Into three? There's A through F?
That's as far as you got it, talking about dividing it up.
Okay, I have down through J.
Okay,
you stopped. The survey goes through H.
Okay, you stopped at F when you're talking about divvying it up.
Yes, that was kind of the ones that I had titles for. That's when I got lost in the previous conversation.
Right.
I actually don't have titles here. I'm just kind of guesstimating off the questions. Section G is, looks like fire department or fire stuff, vegetation, removal of fuels, that kind of thing. H and I look to be road stuff, so I will probably take those if somebody else is jonesing for it. And J is just the whole section is which community values and policies do you believe the town should continue to protect and maintain? Please prioritize the following community values by rating each from 0 to 3. There are 18 questions under that, so that's the largest section.
George, I'm sorry to interrupt again, but I think you're looking at the wrong survey because ours ended at H this year. H was the last page.
That's the only one I have in front of me, but I mean, this is the quantitative results that were sent out just a few days ago.
Yeah, we're looking at the quantitative results.
Right. May I interrupt a minute?
Sure. This says 2029. Does this say 2029? No. We had 205 surveys this year, correct?
No, 189.
189. Okay. We are working off of the wrong one.
Yeah, we're working off the wrong one.
Nice.
Excuse me. Can I interrupt?
Please, Eileen.
Dorje, did you get the packet of materials that you left with me last month? Were those put on your desk?
I don't think so, but I can go look for them.
Okay.
Well, didn't have
to the left of my computer. And Ryan,
yes,
did you pick up yours personally?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now. It's the 2019 survey results for quantitative questions. Is the title of it?
Well, right, and the new stuff from OB was just emailed to everybody.
Did anybody get the stuff off the state website? Because there was the regular packet, and then I did a second upload, which was OB's quantitative results that I made two columns, so it would only take up three sheets of paper, and it's really easy to see the sections and things on that one. Did anybody download that?
Yeah, I got that one.
Ah, thank you, Murray. I just thought that would be the one I'd print out for everybody tonight because it's so easy to look at compared to the multiple pages.
Thank you, Colleen.
The original survey. the 2025 Kuzma survey.
Okay. Dorje, did you find that packet?
I did not find that packet, but
it was to the left of my computer.
But Colleen, I think that the one that you sent out to each of us that we don't have in front of us other than Marie would be very helpful in this process. That being said, I think that we need to...
Yeah. Well, Dorje, that has just the stuff that we've been using for the last couple of meetings.
Right.
And then... you know, like the quantitative or qualitative questions were 62 pages long. I don't know that it's, I can print those out for everyone if we want, but I will be back the middle of next week and can, you know, update this. Obi's stuff came in after I left.
Well, I think that we could divvy it up offline. We don't have to take care of that tonight. And in the case that we don't have Jeff here, we don't have Janie here, that's probably going to be most efficacious. To just take care of this offline. And do that when you get back, and do that when we can each, I know that Marie has it in front of her. Dorje and I don't right now, so that would be helpful to have what Colleen set up as well.
I did email it to everybody, I think, 2 days ago, but it's so easy to lose things in email. Just if you go to the state website, it's one of the attachments for this meeting.
I'm sure it's there. As you saw, though, I was just driving in the valley.
Okay.
Dorje has something.
I have a second copy coming for you as well.
Okay.
I would need to go through and find all the members.
Is this the one that Colleen set up?
I do believe. This is the most recent one that I have in my emails.
No, mine was only 3 sheets of paper with 2 columns.
This is the quantitative from Obi.
Yeah.
This is what I have in front of me.
Lots of pages, yeah.
Yeah, it's 14 front back. Or 7 front back. B is...
Pretty cool.
Hello.
Fire as well.
Yes.
We just lost Marie.
So there's no Jay.
Yeah. I have to go through the numbers again, figure out how many are in each.
Marie's still up. So there you go. Perfect. Basically, what they're looking at is this. It could look, so you understand what's going on. It's just a statistical printout. Just kind of divvy it up now. To summarize, what's a really cute shirt? Nice. You will eventually have. When the survey is finished and approved, then it'll be then. It'll be summarizing what they're doing now, and then it'll be stats, and then it'll be all the comments. We can go through and read them. Oh, it's got them all locked in somehow.
Yeah.
So this is only for one.
Yes.
You sure exactly three.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you for being here.
Sure.
As exciting as this is.
If you need any help with any drugs, can you call?
H is community values.
H is let your voice be heard, so it's a little bit of everything. And H is probably going to be extremely heavy on comments as well.
Yeah.
Because they may just label that as...
I'll take H.
You'll take H?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one was Rose again? That's the
G.
One I'll take.
Was it G?
I think so.
Yes, Rose, we're G, I think. G3, look at G3.
Okay, yeah. G, and the one above it is?
Fire.
Fire, okay. Yeah, I'll take fire and roads. That would be EG, that's another section. And then the other two would be a little lighter. There would be section AB with 19 questions and section CDF, which is 16 questions.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do F.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I have E and G, which is town government and roads. There's a few different ways to divvy it up. Yeah, sorry. H would be Ryan. EG would be me. I guess I could also stick F on there. It's not that big of a deal.
Okay. So we need somebody for A and B and somebody for C and D.
Correct.
Yes. Right. So C is ordinances and enforcement and community life.
Well, it seems like Jeff would be a good candidate for livestock. And I don't know, maybe some of the questions that had to do with construction.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe Janie could do A and B.
Sounds good to me. There's only four sections. So, I mean, we could try and divvy something up a little bit more, but.
Or you could do.
Is someone doing D?
Oh. D is
government, isn't it? Yeah.
E is government.
E, community, community life.
So that's a big one. So maybe E should stand alone. And you should do F and G, George.
I've had one little question.
E is fairly large. E has 14 questions in it.
I think E should stand alone.
Okay, we can do E as a separate one, so that would be 14 there. Let's do D, F, G as one. Would that work all right? That would be 17, I think.
Ray, do you have an affinity? Of one that you'd want to do, or a section that you'd want to do?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Actually, the line went dead. I had to come back in.
Yeah, thank you.
I missed some of what you were talking about. Okay.
So Dorje has divided it up into some sections here, based on the numbers in the sections. Dorje, do you want to go over that with Marie?
No, it's okay. I'm sitting in front of her looking at it. Like I said, I would do D if someone didn't want D. And I could even do E and E.
B, C, and D?
B, C, and D. B, C, and D would work just fine.
Oh, B, C, and D. Okay.
Oh, sorry. What did you say? I misheard you.
Oh, I said D and E.
Oh, D and E?
B.
Yeah.
B or D?
E as in dog, and E as in elephant.
Okay.
And
D and E,
you're going to do F, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna do yes, F
I will
G,
do F, G,
and G.
I mean, that's a little bit light, but if we divide it up five ways, I guess so. Let's see. F and G, so D, E, E.
So we need somebody for A, B, and C.
Yes. Ryan has H.
Well, I can do A. It's pretty small. Let me write this down.
I mean, if you want to. I don't know what all Jeff is up for these days, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll ask you. A is pretty small. A, D, yeah. And E. That'll keep me off the street.
A, D, and E. Okay. So we would need someone for B. And
Janie do B and ask Jeff if he wants to do C.
Okay.
That works.
Jeff.
Jeff.
B. And then if Jeff doesn't want to, then.
Well, Janie or I can take it. I mean, yeah. My load's not super heavy, so I should be able to take over some of that.
Give him opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely give him the opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, with that divvied up, does that conclude? Well, it doesn't conclude item 6. Do we need enough table item 6?
We need to table item 6.
Do we need a motion for doing this stuff? I think this is just administrative, isn't it?
Right. It is administrative.
Okay. I will make a motion that we table item 6, draft amendments to the 2019 general plans.
Motion to table, George. Second?
Second.
Second, Marie. George?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian, I, agenda item number 6, draft amendments to the general plan has been tabled.
I have a question.
Question, Faylene. Or,
when is the deadline for this work be done?
I mean, I think it's just out of time. It can. I mean, well, there is...
this part of the work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By next meeting, we should get a report back? Is that too...
I always like to try to push deadlines, so that's why I'm asking. I mean, not to
push deadlines further, or
no, at least make a deadline instead of just. But it's a difficult one because of the holidays. I mean, how much time do people really have to work on this? But I hate to put it into February.
Yeah. I'd rather avoid getting it in February.
It might be worth. It would be worthy to postpone your January meeting and have it maybe 2 weeks later and make everybody have it done by then. But I'm probably talking out of turn.
So January 7th as it's scheduled right now.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's January 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the first is the first.
I see. Okay.
First is the first.
Second the same. Okay, so... We could postpone it to the second week in January.
Just an idea.
Does that run over something else? Oh, I think it's...
No, because you're Thursday. Nothing much Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just an idea. I mean, otherwise you're looking into February.
I'd rather not push it into February. I mean, I don't really mind delaying that meeting another week. I don't think that's... We still have time to get everything to the town council at that point, correct?
Right, because they're not till like the 21 or 22.
Okay.
I think.
And we don't have to do anything with public.
No.
Comment or anything.
Okay. Well, still, it's over a month out, so that you have time.
Well, realistically, even if you do it on the second, if you push the meeting, It's not going to go to the council until February anyway, because you still got to format everything.
Right.
I'm just trying to avoid conflicts with anything that might be going on.
May I interject here?
Please.
Well, there are 5 Thursdays in January. The meeting is already scheduled for January 8th, but we could do it on the 3rd Thursday, which is the 15th. And that is still before the town council meeting, because they won't even meet until the 21st. I mean, it's just so whatever.
But realistically, it won't be ready for the council a week later.
Anything else on the agenda that needed to be passed on to the town council, we would still be able to do it.
Right.
If something could come up.
Well, like the water advisory situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
What's our pleasure? Do we do it on the second Thursday or the third Thursday?
Unless somebody's opposed, I just move it to the third Thursday.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I move that we move our January 2026 meeting to the third Thursday of the month, being the 15th of January. 2026.
Motion to move the date to the third Thursday. Dorje, is there a second?
Second.
Second, Marie. Dorje?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian, aye. Okay. We'll be meeting on the third Thursday. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yes.
Jocelyn?
Thank you, Jocelyn.
Keeping us on track. Track that with, yeah. Okay. So there is no need for our discussion and possible action regarding updates. There are none for number 7. So there's no need for a closed meeting. Final motion.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Aye. Second.
So it's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All in favor?
are going to vote by leaving. It is now meeting ends at 7:22.